Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Listener, as part of a promotion, I'm releasing a free episode of Black Label to coincide with two episodes of Black Label being released this month on the Patreon, along with an episode of White Label. If you want to hear more, head to our Patreon at patreon.com/obscurecrimepodcast. It helps fund the show, and you get to listen to our darkest content. Now, I'll stop wasting your time. Let's get on with it. Listener, in today's episode, I'm going to do my best to avoid bias. I am covering the killing of Sonia Massey by then Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy named Sean Grayson. I'm going to distribute the facts by use of court documents, news articles, and how they appear to my naked eye when reviewing the footage. Springfield, Illinois. Sonia Massey, age 36, was a mother of two, a 17-year-old son and 15-year-old daughter. It has been reported since the shooting that the two are having a very hard time with what transpired.
You only watched a little bit of the video. You had to stop.
Yeah, I can't finish it.
Massey's 17-year-old son, Malachi, and her mother, Donna, say they're still in shock.
This can't be real. I don't know how this could be real. I'm sorry.
On July 6th at 12:50 a.m., Massey called 911 to report a prowler in her yard. Whether there was a prowler has never been determined. It's worth noting here that Sonia Massey was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. The body cam footage starts with a search of the perimeter. Backyard is about what you would imagine. Green grass in a shed, surrounded by chain-link fence and bathed in moonlight. The officer's flashlight illuminating swaths of shadow-blanketed recesses of the yard. The shed was given a once-over.
Shit.
An SUV is found, with its windows smashed in the driveway. The officer made it clear by his reaction that he did not expect to find this evidence. In the next part of the audio, it starts with Officer Sean Grayson's partner knocking on the door. You'll note that the partner's knock is relatively light. When Grayson approaches, he seems slightly wired and knocks much harder.
Thank you. bike sitting back there.
Where?
On the back door. I don't know if it's hers, but.
What happened?
The next chunk of audio I'll play for you, the officers repeatedly knock on the door. They grow frustrated with Sonia Massey for not answering. It is believed by Massey's family and experts in the field that she was suffering from a mental health crisis at the time, something the officers did not seem prepared to deal with.
Search warrant.
You want to try and call her 17 back here and let her know we're out front?
Yes, dude. Mess that up good.
Anybody out walking that way?
No, not when I came in.
I didn't see anybody that way. I hear a phone ringing and she's refusing to come to the door, so we're about to get to me. She's dead in there.
Oh, let's hope not.
Is this a ring doorbell?
Yeah, it doesn't work though.
Sheriff's Office!
Two houses down, I think. Oh no, it's right here.
Good. She was yelling inside. She's supposed to hold on. You coming to the door or not? Alright, hurry up.
Out of town, bud.
Officer Sean Grayson seems impatient with the way that he speaks with Sonia Massey. He frequently raises his voice and shows visual frustration when talking with her.
How do you down here and I need to tell you? Please don't hurt me.
I don't really hurt you. You called us.
Okay.
We're not over here. So what'd you hear?
Somebody outside my house, y'all. Please.
Is this your car over here?
Please, God. Please.
Is this your car over here? That's not your black car in the driveway?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, we checked your yard, we walked around the whole block, we didn't see anybody.
Mm-mm.
Right, you know, we checked the whole area, there's nobody out walking around.
I know, y'all. Please, God. I'm trying to get help, y'all, but...
What do you need help with?
Nothing, I just... Please, God, I don't know what to do.
Do with what?
Huh?
What do you need help with?
Nothing, I just... wanted to see if I could help me.
What do you want help with?
Huh?
What do you want help with?
I heard somebody outside.
Yeah, we checked your house. We checked your backyard. I walked all the way through all these backyards. We checked your front yard.
We didn't see nobody.
Yeah,
so.
Nobody's out here.
You didn't see anybody?
No.
Nope.
No.
We checked the whole area.
Okay.
What took you so long to answer the door?
Oh, I was trying to put on some clothes, sir. I'm sorry. I was trying to get
I got clothes. You. All right. Sorry. Is there anything else we can do for you?
Huh?
Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, sir.
Okay.
All right.
The officers seem ready to leave when their suspicions are raised by Massey's response to the SUV in her driveway with the broken windows.
You doing all right mentally?
Yes.
Sure?
My medicine stuff.
All right. Okay.
I love y'all. Thank y'all.
All right. That's not your black car, though. The SUV? Whose is it? You don't know? Someone just parked it in your driveway?
Mm-hmm. They brought it to my driveway.
And just left it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's run back.
Yeah. 19, I got a 20 quick.
Does anyone else live here with you?
David Mary 43556.
The partner wearing his body cam does another quick sweep of the perimeter before joining Officer Grayson inside the house. Inside the house is somewhat messy, befitting that of someone suffering through a mental health crisis. The living room has one of those large black big screen televisions that predate flat screens. The house painted in neutral white and tan tones that most homes are these days. A light tan carpet in the living room surrounds the counter that leads to the open kitchen. Sonia took a seat in the living room and called 911 again, before being told by the operator that the deputies are there and she's safe now. This doesn't alleviate Sonia's stress.
Okay, are you there with them?
They're here in my house right now.
Okay, I'll let you go and you talk to them.
No, hold on, wait a second, sir.
You can hang your car,
that's good. For what? You're there with the deputy, correct?
No, hold on, okay?
You can hang
up. Hold on for what?
Just 1 second, okay?
Sonia asks Officer Grayson to hand her the Bible sitting further away from her on the couch. She then informs the officer that the vehicle is indeed hers. Officer Grayson then asks her for her ID. After digging around some, Sonia starts digging around for some paperwork before being told to refocus on finding her ID. It is after this direction that she stands up and heads to the kitchen, starts her oven. Grayson's partner tells Massey that they don't need a fire started.
Okay.
What's up?
I got some paperwork. Can you grab that Bible, please?
Yeah. Hey, I just need your name so we can get out of here. Was there any damage previous to your car?
Previous, yeah, it was.
Okay, what was the damage?
A dent, I believe.
What about windows?
Oh, that, it was something that happened earlier.
Okay, perfect. What is your last name? Shouldn't have to think about your last name. Okay. You're not in trouble. I just need to
Massey.
Touch.
Massey.
You have an ID? That'd make things so much easier. I just need to just a driver's license will do, and I'll get out of your hair.
I want to show y'all my paperwork.
I will get your paperwork.
What paperwork? Okay.
I got some paperwork.
Well, just get your ID real quick.
Well, let's get your ID first, and then...
One task at a time here.
Okay.
Here, grab your ID for me.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Your ID. One task at a time. So let's do an ID, and then you can dig around for your paperwork.
I don't know where my ID is.
You have a stack right there, maybe?
Okay. 1 second.
Just check on her.
I need this.
No, we don't need a fire while we're here.
Right. Okay.
It is here where things escalate almost impossibly, in a way that it is so difficult to comprehend. Massey mentions that the pot of water she's cooking is now hot. Officer Grayson tells her that the water is steaming. Massey tells Officer Grayson that she, quote, rebukes him in the name of Jesus. She has set the water pot down on the counter and is looking at the officer. Grayson tells Massey that, quote, you better not, or I'll shoot you in the fucking face, and points his 9mm pistol at her.
Okay.
Where
are you going?
Huh?
Where
are
you going?
Hey, where's your hot steaming water?
Away from my hot steaming water?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I'll shoot you in the name of Jesus.
Better fucking not. I swear to God, I'll fucking shoot you in your fucking face.
Okay. It's here where things go from bad to worse. Massey apologizes and squats to the ground, but when she does so, she's holding the pot of water. Officer Grayson approaches Massey, with his gun drawn, cornering her in the kitchen. She looks terrified. In a separate, less circulated body cam, It appears that Sonia Massey was in the process of lifting the pot. Some argue she was attempting to throw the water at Grayson, while others argue that the pot was burning her hands. It all happened so quickly, and I've rewatched the video a lot. I'll be honest with you, it's difficult to tell which. And what I can tell you is that the pot was in the process of raising. What most experts seem to agree on is that Officer Grayson did escalate the situation in his approach. I'm going to play the audio now. Listener discretion is advised.
Drop the fucking pot! Bring EMS now, we got a headshot wound to the female. Headshot wound to the female, 1078. Fuck.
I was on.
Officer Grayson at first discourages his partner from getting a med kit. He tells him that she's headshot and there's nothing they can do. It's not until Sonia Massey starts making gasping and guttural sounds, what most people would agree is agonal breathing, that Grayson's partner encourages the use of a med kit. Objectively speaking, Officer Grayson's partner seems less sure and enthusiastic by what has transpired. He makes less excuses and wanted to get the med kit in the first place. In the next piece of audio, Grayson's partner scrambles to grab a wet cloth. He wipes off Massey's face, applies pressure, and then lifts her head, likely to clear her passageway of blood. He appears to be shaking.
I'm gonna go get my kit.
Now, if you headshot, you're actually done. You can go get it, but that's a headshot. God damn it.
God, fuck.
Dude, I'm not taking fucking boiling water in the fucking head. And look, it fucking came right to our feet, too. God damn it.
Fuck. God damn it.
You good?
I'm good. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Oh, I forgot. Let her fucking just...
God.
Isn't that what you do, man?
Fuck.
You good?
Yeah.
All right. Fuck. Well, I mean, you know, what else do we do? I'm not taking hot boiling water to the fucking face, and it already reached us.
Fuck. They got a 52 in route?
Yeah, 1078. She's still breathing, but she's losing a lot of blood from the head. I'll go get my med kit.
Hurry, get your med kit.
I mean, there's not much we can do.
We can at least try and stop the blood.
Overall, Grayson's partner seems empathetic to Sonia Massey, even getting frustrated by how long Officer Grayson takes to retrieve the med kit.
Where's he at? Come on.
She's still gasping a little bit.
We got EMS coming.
You want to hand me another rag up there? Up there, to your right. Right there.
Is there anything you can do to support?
No.
All right. I'm not even going to waste my med stuff then. You want to run down real quick?
Nope, not yet.
All right. House is clear. She was the only one.
Where's the gun?
No, she had a boiling water and came at me with boiling water.
You shot her?
Yeah. She said she was going to rebuke me in the name of Jesus and came out with boiling water. That's what all this is. I'm standing right here.
Alright.
That's where
he's
landed.
This right here is part of why I believe Officer Grayson was eventually arrested and indicted. Objectively speaking, his story isn't straight. He stated that Sonia Massey, quote, came at him with a pot of boiling water. This frankly isn't true. It was Officer Grayson that approached Sonia with his gun drawn. Everything that occurred after was the result of that escalation. I'm going to cut minutes of the footage, specifically a good portion of Grayson's partner, sitting with Sonia Massey as she agonizingly breathes while waiting for EMTs to arrive. After being told he can leave, Grayson's partner heads to the trunk of his police vehicle, opens the trunk, takes out some hand wipes, where he bends down into the trunk and cries, his arms shaking the whole time. He is even asked by another officer if he needs anything.
Hey, brother, you need anything?
I'm good.
Okay. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right.
Thanks, sir.
Footage from Officer Grayson after the shooting paints a different reaction. Grayson seems mostly concerned about covering his tracks. There's no other way to put it. I promised I'd be objective, and I am. I can't make my eyes or ears see or hear otherwise. Grayson spends most of the fallout sighing, annoyed, and even starts seeking information about Massey's past. He asks if she's had a history of being 1096. 1096 is used to refer to mental subjects who may be drawn to police officers and may resent authority.
I'm not taking hot boiling water to the fucking face, and it already reached us.
They got a 52 in route?
Yeah, 1078. They're 18, she's still breathing, but she's losing a lot of blood from the head.
Okay.
I'll go get my med kit. I mean,
go get your med kit.
I mean, there's not much we can do. Do we got any call history with her being 1096?
After telling his partner that he was off to get a first aid kit, Officer Grayson doesn't make any move to actually do so with a reasonable speed. If you remember the earlier audio, you'll know that his partner eventually had to ask for another cloth, but Grayson does make a point to put on some gloves.
She's in the kitchen. Sergeant, who, no. Let's just chill out here. Just search right now.
Are you guys secure?
Yeah, we're secure.
Need back covered?
No, it's just her in the house. She's 1096. So, is there anything you think we can do for her?
No.
Alright, I'm not even gonna waste my med stuff then. You wanna run down real quick?
Grayson tells responding officers to just chill outside, and after seeing the condition of Sonia Massey, he announces that he's not going to waste his med kit on her.
Nope, not yet.
All right. All right, all right. House is cleared. She was the only one.
Where's she going?
No, she had a boiling water and came at me with boiling water.
You shot her?
Yeah. She said she was going to rebuke me in the name of Jesus and came at me with boiling water. That's what all this is. I was standing right here.
All right.
And that's where he's landed.
What do y'all need from us?
Just nothing right now. Just hang out there for me. Thank you.
Grayson is interviewed by his sergeant. He goes out to speak with the responding officers, who ask if he's okay. He responds that he's good, but that fucking bitch was crazy.
I need to crank some shit around the place of the house if you guys can.
But other than that, that's not good.
Anything on suspect?
Me.
I didn't know what happened.
Yeah, I'm good. This fucking bitch is crazy.
Tonight, the Justice Department says it's assessing the deadly police shooting of Sonia Massey, the Illinois woman who called 911 about a possible prowler, only to be shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy in her own home. CBS's Roxana Saberi has new information about the former deputy charged with Massey's murder.
It's one of the worst police shooting videos ever.
State records obtained by CBS News show Sean Grayson, a 30-year-old former private first class in the Army, worked for five different law enforcement agencies in just under 3 years before being hired by the Sangamon County Sheriff's Office last year. CBS News has also learned Grayson was charged twice with driving under the influence of alcohol in 2015 and 2016. He pleaded guilty both times. Ben Crump is an attorney for Massey's family.
Why was he even hired by the Sheriff's Department?
A DUI conviction is not a disqualification from law enforcement in Illinois. Today, some of Massey's family members accused the sheriff's office of trying to initially cover up what happened. Now, Massey's father is demanding Sheriff Jack Campbell resign.
I think it's a culture to treat this family this bad. If it were not for that camera footage, they'd have lied their way right out of this. So he needs to resign.
In an email to CBS News, Sheriff Campbell said he will not be resigning. Grayson has been fired from the sheriff's office. He's being held in jail without bond and has pleaded not guilty to the murder charges.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.